for Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.
Isn't it amazing that, Kingy, that, you know, the fans, you know, we've had some measured responses. We've also had one fans jumping up and down.
Sack the coach.
Yeah, there's been some. Is it the players, you know, that they deal with it in such a measured way? If you had Tommy Stewart on, he'd probably speak exactly the same way had they won. They don't get as high and low as the fans do. It's not the players' jobs to get. And that probably comes with experience, you know. And I remember just vividly that when Geelong went through their halcyon period, I know they didn't lose too often a decade ago, but when they did, it was, you wouldn't have known whether they won or lost. They just kept it on an even keel. And now Geelong will look at the tape and they'll know they haven't played well, and they'll work on some things they need to work on, and they'll fight another day. But isn't it funny how the difference between how the fans react to games and how the clubs react to the games, they couldn't be further apart.
You're right, and it is fascinating when you jump in and out. Like I said before, I've been involved in the AFL since I was about 17 years of age, and you understand that it is very professional. It is a job. People, they look to be better at what they do each and every day they turn up to work. And it's an interesting job because every time you set foot out on the track and put yourself in the heat of the battle, you're actually against someone else who's trying to do exactly the same thing. You don't have a free rein at it or a free run. But we love passionate supporters, and that's what keeps the game ticking over. And look, there is a certain shift, if you like, as well. Most of the supporters understand. They have a deep breath and they work out that, you know, Geelong were outplayed tonight, but they hung in there, they stuck in there. Geelong have got some great kids, and but they've played 13 games and won 11 of them, and that's more than any other team in the competition, and it is at the elite level. So not too much to worry about just at the moment for the Cats.
Highly demanding sometimes.
Yeah, no, just, and for a club that's won three recently.
Just quickly before we get to the call, Kingy, Adrian Mancini off the KFC Twitter saying, bad night, hopefully not a really bad night due to injuries. Stanley non-competitive versus Lyce. That was...
Lyce was great.
Yeah, he was Steamatic standout, I would have thought, Nudie.
Well, you shouldn't do that. That's my decision, and I will not be influenced by your commentary, Ben, I wouldn't have thought.
Stuart has joined us on the line. Stuart, thanks for your call.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Look, from my perspective, and I'm a long lifetime Geelong supporter, and I don't want to throw the baby out with the bathwater, but we can't tolerate this sort of performance. And my point is that that I know Stewie was just speaking on the phone there, and I was listening to him, and I've taken a deep breath, and I'm hearing how he's speaking. But we can't sort of tolerate that performance, especially, you know, Tommy didn't take a mark in the forward 50 tonight, and we didn't win the ruck battle at all. And Darcy Ford, I would suggest that this is his last game this year because, you know, he hasn't stood up tonight. And we have to, we're here to win the flag, boys. We're not here to make up the numbers. We're on top of the ladder, yes, and it's been a great start to the year, but the purpose is to win the flag. And we're here to win the flag. We can't put up with this sort of performance. And you know what? Matty Scarlett, Corey Enright, you know, them boys of the past, they wouldn't have put up with this performance. And I hear Stewie speaking. I'm taking a deep breath, but I wanted more. Boys, we're here to win the flag.
All right, sure. Thanks for your call. Major point. As I said, Cat fans have set high expectations for their football club, Neilty.
Oh, they do, and as I said, you know, passionate supporters are great, and some of those, the players that he mentioned there, they were on the coaching staff, Matty Scarlett and Corey Enright, you know, they were super over a long period of time. They lost every now and then, and one of the things that they will do is learn a lot, and you often learn more from defeat than you do out of your victories, and you try and put what you learn into plan for the next weekend, you know, and there's young players there, and everybody knows, you know, your second game or your second day at work isn't probably going to be the best one of your career, and that you'll go back and you'll work with the coaches and you improve, and it's an opportunity to play in a state against a good team, and they'll learn.
Good. Kingy, you're the king of the stats. What was the last team to win the premiership without losing a game?
Who was the last team to win the premiership without losing a game?
Yeah.
Oh, you go back to Collingwood in the 20s.
Yeah, so
or win it in June either.
And they were 18 game seasons.
Yeah, it just doesn't happen. It's a brutal competition, and you know, I'm not sure we're not putting up with that performance. Geelong have lost by 11 points, and they've fought hard. They didn't have a great night. They had a lot of players who didn't play well, and they've gone down by 11 points.
I suppose, and within clubs, and you know, Stewart has a, you know, you can say what he likes, and he raises some good points, but I suppose one of the questions back that you would ask in a club is, okay, if we're not going to tolerate that, what does that look like? So what do we, when people say that, like, what what are the if you have that discussion with the players, it'll come back to the actions they want to see. Okay, so if we're not happy with that performance and certain individuals got beaten and we're saying we're not going to tolerate it, well, what do we do about it? What are the actions that we will see? Will we see a different preparation? Will we see, if that happens next week, a different reaction? Will we see a change in the side? And if we do, you just don't cast players away and say they're no good. You know, how do we work with them? We have a draft system, a salary cap system. So they're the things that clubs talk about. What are the actions we want to see?
And the good sides respond. It's not so much losing the game, it's how you respond to the
Absolutely.
Loss. And Geelong, it'll be interesting to see how they go next week, because they face a competent opponent without being top of the tree in Adelaide, but it is at GMHBA Stadium.
Yep.
And I'd also think, sorry, King, I'd also think here, the way Port Adelaide played, they've won a game by 11 points, yep, okay, we kicked a goal late, or Geelong kicked a goal late. There's a number of other clubs in the AFL. Had they come up against that in Adelaide tonight,
10 goals.
Easily.
Yep.
Yeah, so. And one of the problems with Port Adelaide is they play like that, and yet they'll let themselves down in 2 weeks' time against an opponent where they'll go in as red-hot favourites.
Yeah. Well, Kenny, I asked him in the pre-game interview, you know, what do you want to see in the back half of the year? How do you rate it? How are you going to rate it on? And he just said, we're aware that our best is really good. For us, our challenge is always going to be consistency. And again, we know that young athletes in particular, the one thing that they will... they get troubled with, even the most talented ones in their fledgling part of their careers, is consistency. That's, and you've got 150 years of data that shows you that.
Brendan Shakes has returned from the Geelong Room, St John of God Hospital injury updates. Cats will have a couple of... Well, they'll actually have... And it's probably slipped by a bit of a match review issue. Is Brian Myers with that tackle on Carl Amon early in the first quarter?
Yeah, he dumped him.
Yeah, it's probably slipped under the radar a little bit. But injury-wise, Gary, did you see Gary Rowan while you were in the rooms?
Yeah, briefly saw him walking around and seemed quite fine. So must have just been precautionary at the end there. Aside from that, he was the only one really.
Okay. Luke Dalhouse looked like he was gone for all money.
So was Tim Kelly.
Yeah.
They both were, and they both came back on afterwards. So.
Well, so was Jack Henry. Ooh. So they all came back onto the field, and which is positive news for the Cats. And Rowan seemed to be okay. So hopefully they... get through unscathed, a few sore boys, but you just don't want injuries. That's what can rub salt into the wound of a loss when you lose a couple of key players. But hopefully that isn't the case with the Cats.
How does Michael Christian deal with Hamish Hartlett?
Now, that'd be an interesting one, because the actual tackle or bump, whatever, however you want to describe it, was not high. But the fact he actually... He had an opportunity to go for the ball, and he decided to not go for the ball and actually go the man... That creates a bit of a grey area, and I think Neely probably made a good point that 25 years ago that would have been considered a tough bit of play, and it would have been highlighted on the... Peter Landy would have been high throwing to it on the nightly news. I'm not sure it's part of 21st century footy just to start attacking blokes who you know are in a vulnerable position, and particularly when you're taking your eye off the footy to actually go and do it. Now, had Henry had the footy... all's fair in love in war, but he actually didn't have the footy. Hartlett would have been well aware of that. Basically lined him up, and hopefully for the Cats, we'll obviously see in the wash-up that you wouldn't have thought Geelong would put Jack Henry out there if he had a problem. So he came back onto the field, which is always a good sign. But yeah, it'll be a really interesting case, Kingy, how the what happens, whether it's even looked at. You never... nothing surprises you with the match review officer?
No.
Or panel? Or
no, it's officer. It's Michael, and he... watches it, he judges it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Runs it by Steve Hocking. And
what would you suggest, Neody? If you were the MRO, what would you be doing with that?
I'd always defer to the criteria. So Chriso has a criteria that he looks at.
So would that come under unduly rough play?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting. So
yeah, rough conduct.
It would have to, because it doesn't get hit in the head. Mm. It's not a strike. It's not a clenched fist. It is a... It's an old-fashioned somewhere between a shirt front, and he's just absolutely barreled him. But that's clearly
not a
It's not a scientific thing. But well, you don't see that very often anymore.
He's played the man, not the ball, which is not part of modern-day footy.
Yes, and that's right. And modern-day footy, like everything else that we do in life, is a reflection of the society we all now live in. And things have changed, and nothing stands still. And the fact that, you know, running through people on the footy field is a thing of the past. You got to do it within the rules, and that'll be borderline. It'll be interesting. Some people, again, Ben, it'll be a great topic of discussion, and I bet you 50% will be really passionate that that's okay, and 50% might be the other way.
Fifth quarter, thanks to City to Surf Solar and Signature Homes. Of course, Gary and Gilda Watson, the team at Signature Homes on Fine Street in South Geelong, an award-winning Geelong builder specialising in custom-designed homes, $400,000 to $1 million.
For Signature Homes and City to Surf Solar, the fifth quarter.